Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Wetmore Girls and Basketball Coach Tyler Foote after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, I'll start off with your 54-13 loss against Valley Heights from this past Thursday. Your overall thoughts on that one?
I feel it was a good game. We struggle every game with six players on the bench, or six players total, one on the bench. So we get tired and we play as hard as we can the whole game.
Yeah, you guys do battle well. And this one at home, and you guys were able to put up 13 points. What are your thoughts on your guys' offense?
We did really good on offense. We were making shots, but our shots weren't, or shooting shots, they just weren't falling. They kept trying, and eventually they started falling, but a little too late.
And then last night you guys fall 54-11 to Onega. Tough one on the road. Onega, a pretty solid team in their own right, but for you guys, what were some things that you were trying to get going offensively that just wasn't quite working the way you wanted to?
Trying to get moving around more, getting more offensive rebounds even, and putting up more shots. You got to work on getting less turnovers and be patient and not panic when we get the ball and the girls cave on us. We just need to take our time, dribble out of it, and try to do our best.
And last night, one thing you guys did really well was making your free throws. How disciplined is your team in trying to make those shots?
We try really hard. I know against Valley Heights we didn't do so good on making our free throws. And so we practice every day in practice our free throws. And the girls know how important a free throw can be in a game just to get us points on the board.
And how are you guys trying to get better shots in terms of, you know, moving the ball around the perimeter and getting some open looks?
We're just trying. If they're in man, we need to set more screens and get open. We need to look inside to the posts that are posting up inside and see if they're open. And if there's no shot on the inside, throw it back out to somebody on the outside. There's always going to be somebody open. We just need to keep our heads up and look for the open person.
Last question for you, Coach. Now you guys go to Washington County, a team that hosted the PBL tournament and ended up getting fourth place. It's a really tough place to play. What are your thoughts on this Washington County team?
It's going to be another tough game, but the girls know that, and we know that. They just know they need to play their best and move the ball and try to get less fouls to stay in the game because of as few girls we have on the bench.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday against the Tigers.
Thank you.
That was Wetmore Girls and Basketball Coach Kyla Foote here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic. Going to take a quick break. We'll have Boys Head Basketball Coach Ruben Sullivan coming up next here on Locker Room Chat.